Blog Talk Radio.
Something for my godson Elijah and a little girl named Corinne. Say the black of the belly, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare. If don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. But please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to gas you up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? When brothers make dates and leave a young mother to be a pet. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up. I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. He had me feeling like black was the thing to be. And suddenly the ghetto didn't seem so tough. And though we had it rough, we always had enough. I hopped up about my curfew and broke the rules. Went with the local crew and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave her life to raise me right. And all I had to give her was my pipe dream. And how I rock the mic and make it to the right screen. Make a dollar out of this thing. It's hard to be the shit and still pay your rent. And in the end it seems I'm heading for the pen. I try to find my friends, but they're blowing in the wind. Last night my buddy lost his whole family. He's trying to take the man in me to conquer this fantasy. It seems the rain will never let up. I try to keep my head up and still keep from getting wetter. You know it's funny when it rains it pours. They got money for wars but can't feed the poor. Said it ain't no hope for the youth and the truth. And they wonder why we crazy. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a crack baby. We ain't meant to survive cause it's better. And even though you're better, you're better. Babies on their own. I know it's kinda rough and you're feeling all alone. Daddy's long gone and he left you by your lonesome. Thanks the Lord for my kids, even if nobody else wants them. Cause I think we can make it, in fact, I'm sure. And if you fall, stand tall or come back for more. Cause ain't nothing worse than when your son wants to know why daddy don't love him no more. You can't complain, you were selfish. Hell of a hand without a man feeling helpless. Because there's too many things for you to. But outside you're looking big. While the tears is rolling down your cheek, you're steady hoping things don't all fall this week. Cause if it did you couldn't take it. And don't blame me, I was given this world, I didn't make it. And now my son's getting older and older and cold from having the world on his shoulders. While the rich kids are driving big but still trying to hold on to surviving friends. And it's crazy if things will never let up. Gotta keep your head up.
A 100 days have made me older since the last time that I saw your pretty face. A 1,000 lives have made me colder, and I don't think I can look at this your face. I'm here without you, baby, but you're still on my lonely mind. I think about you, baby, and I dream about you all the time. I'm here without you, baby, but you're still with me in my dreams. And tonight,
Yeah. Welcome to Versus Talk Radio. Real talk. With Carlos Trejo. What's going on, man? I got Mr. Uno right here, Mr. LA1. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? Like, just chilling.
That's right. Just chilling, huh? That's it?
You know, on Tuesday, man.
That's right. Well, you know, just, so what'd you do this weekend, man? Did you have a good weekend or what?
Oh, man, this weekend, it was pretty much like a blur, man.
A blur?
Yeah, I just remember eating and drinking a lot.
You remember eating that turkey, huh? Hey, but that ham was good, even though it burned.
Oh, man, it was bomb.
You didn't
man.
Witness the fire, though, huh? You were gone when it happened.
No, oh, yeah, the fire, I wasn't there for
you didn't
the
witness
fire,
that holy fire. Man, that fire was crazy, dude.
I seen that video, though.
Yeah, you seen that video?
Yeah.
Yeah, that. You know what, though? Tell me that that turkey did not come out good, though, man.
Man, that turkey came out bomb.
I liked it, dude. I was like, man, here we go. That's what I'm talking about, man. Because it was like...
I think it was delicious.
Yeah, it was. Hey, but you know, and then that ham was the first thing to go, man.
Hey, I ain't going to lie. I kept picking at that ham when you guys weren't looking.
Oh, is that right? I knew it, dog. You know what? I had a feeling somebody was picking on it because it was weird.
But it wasn't only me.
I know who it was, dog.
You know, I picked at it. You know, I ain't going
to
lie.
You know? But you know what? At least you fess up to it, man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You know, it was good ham. You know,
yeah.
It was like a compliment.
Yeah. We're going to take a little break right here. We'll be right back. Versus Talk Radio, baby.
All
right.
Yeah.
Peace. Talk Tuesday, real talk with Carlos Trejo and Uno, Mr. LA1.
Hey, what's up, man?
So, yeah, man, we're going to get into this topic here, man. Introduce the topic we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about life, you know, the good, the bad, and the unexpected. You know, you would think it'd be ugly, but I could have left ugly in there, but I want to be creative.
Unexpected. Yeah,
yeah.
It's the unexpected.
Exactly, yep. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of things that happen in life. You know, I mean, that topic, it spreads out to a lot of different, you know, areas. Because there's a lot of good that you've gone through. There's a lot of bad, you know. And
yeah.
Even the craziness, you know, that's where the crazy comes in, you know.
Hell yeah.
And yeah, man. But definitely going to get into this good subject right here, man. But how do you want to start this, Uno? What's your outlook on this, man?
Oh, man, you know what? I got some stories about some life experiences I can tell you.
Oh, is that right?
You know, some uglies, you know, a couple of bads, and some unexpected twists in there, too.
Some twists, huh?
Yeah, you know.
And, yeah, man.
But I believe everything that happens in life, you know, you got to be able to look upon it and
yeah.
take something out of it. You know, what do you learn from it?
Yeah.
Every experience of life, you know, you try to learn something out of it.
But let me ask you this, fool. What can you remember, like, right now, off the top of your head, that was the craziest, I mean, just a crazy experience, that you just, you know, you don't have to get into any details, you know, just a crazy experience that you're just like, man, that was crazy right there.
Crazy experience?
Yeah.
Falling off the truck. I was about 4 or 5 years old, and we were group behind, and my mom and her boyfriend was in a truck, pickup truck, some kind of, you know, not a little one, but, you know.
Right.
And we were in the back, just me and my brother.
Okay.
And we were playing, imitating, and I was imitating whatever he does, and he went to the edge of the truck, and he said, like, I trust him. He put his head all the way over the truck.
Yeah.
And I did the same thing, and we were on park.
Okay.
And I fell.
But how fast was it going?
No, it wasn't going.
Oh, it was?
It was stopped, and I fell.
Oh. But like, did you, like, that's a crazy experience, falling off that truck.
I ended up spinning, and I was total strangers and everything.
Why?
And I was a little kid because they couldn't find my mom.
What the fuck?
The truck was down.
Okay,
the lady got off, she stopped, and she's like, oh my God, you know. And the truck is going, and it's like, hey, you know, get up, are you okay?
Nobody even said that. Like, everybody was just like, look at that kid, he just fell off that truck. Like, oh, keep driving.
So, yeah, I ended up going with that lady. You know?
And that lady just took you. She didn't even call the cops or nothing?
She took me to her house first, and are you hungry? And I'm like, nah, I'm cool with shit, you know?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm all right, you know? And like.
Yeah. But, like, and you stayed the night there. What happened the next day? Your mom just went and picked you up?
Well, later on, she took me to somebody else's house.
Oh, man. Yeah. They're trying to sell you, dog.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're a product of the human trafficking.
They caught some people, and the fire department showed up.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
the fire department really does show up for things like that, huh?
Yeah, they do.
Like, what the hell is the fire department doing here? There's a missing baby. Are you trying to get a cat out the tree? What we need your ladders for?
I don't know, but
that's like
they're the ones who returned me back to my.
Hey, dude, was he in a fire uniform? Mama, we found your baby.
And then my mom returned me back to my foster home.
Okay.
You know?
But did what's your mom say?
Here's the crazy part about it.
Did she even report you as missing or anything? Shit, that little fool be back.
Hey, it was a trick. I had to go pick up on it, right? You know, I asked same questions, you know? Like, how could you don't forget?
Wait a minute. There's some unanswered questions here, like, oh, yeah, that was the day I lost you. But we found you the next day. It's like, wait a minute. There ain't no police report. Nobody was looking for me. I got home. Your mother loves the couch sleeping.
Ain't even tripping. It's just not.
They ain't even tripping. Like, oh, hey, welcome back. Where you been? Have you eaten?
Great. But here's what I was going to say. That was the crazy part, you know?
Yeah, but.
Oh, no. Here's the crazy part about it. Trip out on this.
Okay.
I got home to my foster home the next day, and I used to do the puzzles in front of their TV at nighttime before they went to sleep.
Yeah.
I was a little ass kid, and they were watching the news, and I remember it came out of the news that Ford announced it. He was like, Jorge Cejas se cayó de la troca.
They announced it?
Just like that.
Jorge Ceja.
Se cayó de la troca.
They make jokes about it. You're that little baby boy. Like, nobody likes me. Love, what's that?
So that was to me. I would say it as a crazy life experience.
That's a crazy world, like, man. Yeah. But you know what? We're gonna, right now. As a matter of fact, I think you bring that up. We're gonna open up the chat line. And, you know, hit us up. Yeah, let us know what's cracking.
What's your life? What's your crazy?
Well, right now we're going to go into some tripolar, man, and we're going to come back, and I will get into the craziness that is my life. We'll be right back, y'all.
Yeah. Versatile with my style. I'm bringing it inside with my wild, make it proper. We don't hate, we collaborate and prosper. No matter who's hating, we waiting to keep it versatile. Destroy the hate, no fake, we keep it versatile. I'm bringing it inside, do me smiling to the haters and fakers. Stress or hope enough to never shake us. Lyrically gifted, spiritually lifted and hold my own. You felt the sickness with the quickness, see you all alone. But don't die, try to live your life in such seas. Written visions, decisions to make you strong, please. Precision like prescriptions till they drown me. Increase the dosage, ain't holding nothing back. I bring it dosage,
Yeah, welcome back. First Time Radio.
Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. So what's up, man? We were talking about craziness. Crazy experiences, man. And
crazy life stories.
So I'll get into, let me get into the most recent. The most recent crazy thing that happened to me, dog.
What's your story?
Let me see. Well, something I can get into that. Because I could get, let me get into something that happened to me while I was over there in Guatemala, dog.
Okay.
When I was over there in Guatemala, dog, I was staying with my brother, and my brother's like a hardcore Christian, you know, like he doesn't drink.
Older or younger?
He's older. I'm the youngest. And this fool don't drink, or he used to drink, and he still does, but he kind of like I don't know. Like he, well, yeah, he don't want like stuff around him, and I like, you know, I like to smoke, you know.
Yeah, you like to have stuff around.
And this fool was like at first he was tripping, you know, he was tripping on me like, hey, you know, smoke outside, and now I'd be smoking outside, and hey, I don't like it, go over there, and I'd be going over there, and then hey, I don't want that in my house, and I told, you know what, man, that's it, dude, I ain't gonna be taking this, man.
Yeah.
You know, and.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Sorry about that, people. We got my phone ringing right here.
We all right, man.
But yeah.
He's over there smoking and stuff, man.
Yeah. Let me get this out the way, man. Hey, go ahead and get that, bro. Yeah. But anyways, like I was saying, so my brother, he was always tripping, and I was having problems with him. So, you know, I started trying to go out and you know, do something, because I didn't know nobody over there. You know, I didn't have any kind of, I like to kick it, you know? And so one day I was out trying to look for a holly, trying to look for a job. And I run into another cat that's from California too, from Southern California. And, you know, we hit it off, we started talking, and he gave me his number. He's like, hey, if you want to kick. So on a Sunday that I was bored out of my mind. I hadn't gone out. I have been out for about 2 months, dog. I have been out.
Yeah.
And so I was like, man, I want to go kick it. You know, I wanted to get some smoke, you know. And so I hit this fool up. I'm like, hey, what's up, fool? And I should have known from what he told me that I should have just not even gone. That should have been the red flag. This fool tells me, damn, dog. I'm hung over, fool. I'm hung over, dog. I partied too much. That's not, but you know what? It's cool. Let's go. Meet me up at and he told me to meet him up in downtown Guatemala City.
Yeah.
And so I meet up with this fool, and he's like, come on, let's go. And we go, first we go to a bar. We get some drinks. We get a 40, you know?
Yeah.
And we start pounding, and I seen some other cats outside that were also, you know, deported over there too, but they spoke English. I'm like, hey, it was cracking. They're blazing it, you know. And they're like, hey, you want to smoke? I'm like, hell yeah, pass that, you know.
Yeah.
And so we're blazing it, and I'm like, cool, you know, I'm feeling good, kicking it. So this fool's like, hey, let's take a ride, dog, let's go. But we're 2 feet 10 toes. We're walking. You know, so we hop a bus, fool, and this fool takes me like far, because I'm telling him, like, hey, I want to buy my own sack. I'm trying to get my own little supply, you know?
Yeah.
And so this fool, he takes me way out on the other side of the city, dog. Way on the other side, fool. And this fool tells me, hey, fool, there's the jungle right here, fool. It's called the jungle, fool.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, this, I swear, fool, this, it consists of a street. It goes down into it, and then it turns, and then there's like hills, dog. And there's like pads, fool, like houses, you know.
Yeah,
but I mean, they're made out of you know, pretty much, you know, how you see pads over there.
Yeah.
But you know, you walk down, dog, and there's like somebody could just pop up out of nowhere and jack you, and there's nowhere you could run because you can't climb up fast, you know. A fool's gonna get you before you can climb up.
That's why it's called the jungle.
Yeah, that's why it's called. Hey, you know, it ain't called the jungle for nothing. You know what I mean? I was like, this place. This place earned its name. But hey, so we go in there, dog, and because he's telling him like, hey, there's a fool right here, and he has a bud, you know, he could get it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, let's go. So we go in there, fool. I'm like, man, dude. He's like, hey, watch your pockets, fool, and be ready. I'm like, oh man, here we go. So we go in there, fool, and it was a store, dog. And after he walks in, I guess he knew him. He knew the dude that was at that store.
Yeah.
And he walks in. He's like, hey, what's up, man? And he talks to me. He looks at me, and then all his demeanor whole changes. You know, he looks at me. He gives me like a up and down look, like, who's this fool, you know? And immediately the homie tells him, like, nah, hey, man, he's cool. You know, he's with me. You know, he's cool. And he's like, all right. And he keeps looking at me. I'm like, damn, what's this fool looking at me? Like, he don't know me. You know what I mean? And so this fool, he tells me, or he asks him, he's like, hey, you got any bud, man? I said, nah, I don't have any. He's like, you always have some. How you don't got none?
Yeah.
Nah, and he's saying it, looking right at me as he's saying, and nah, I don't have any. I'm like, man, let's go, dude.
Yeah.
So, but hey, dog, before we got there, we had stuff like at two different stores for and bought little bottles for straight, it's called a waddle for over there. Like
waddle?
Yeah.
Order.
Like it's just straight, you know, like that hey, it should be called liver killer. You know what I mean?
That's how strong it is.
Yeah, that's how strong it is. It's like, yeah, there's no filter on it. Hey, I can still see things inside of it.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, like that. Nah, it's clear. But ain't that bad. But it's strong, fool. We're pounding this, boo, but we're walking for him already tipsy. We walk up to another cat's pad, fool, and this fool has it, we get it. I'm all pulling, walking fool on the side of, and there's a phone booth. I roll a little spliff right there, and we start walking, you know, and like two more times, this fool tells me, come on, let's stop, bam, bam, and this fool's like, come on, let's go. We get on the bus again, fool, to take deeper into Guatemala, fool, into the city,
yeah.
And we get off and recede, and this fool tells me, hey, fool, he goes, hey, there's a crack spot right here up the street.
Yeah.
I'm like, crack? Oh, man. But then it's like, eh? He's like, I'm buying. And then I'm like, all right, let's go. I'll kick it with you, you know. I'll go up there with you.
Yeah.
So I end up smoking crack. Hey, wow, dude. Man. Hey, you know what? I'm ashamed to say I was in another country. You have to understand in the position I was in.
Okay.
It was like, man, I'm like over here. I'm like, hey, it's right there. You know, it's not like I went and I'm like, scratch your arm, hey, man,
yeah.
You got some crack. It was just like,
hey.
It's right there. Like, hey, you know, shoot. Hey,
everybody has their moments.
But, hey, fool, check this out. Yeah, I sat there. I took a couple puffs, you know, and then I started, like, fuck, getting all paranoid. Man,
yeah.
I think it's all paranoid, dog. This fool was right there. Next thing you know, this fool had his shirt off, dog. Fuck you. Yeah, because it's like a big old pad, fool. It's a crack house, dog. It's like a big old warehouse, dog. And then, so when you go in there, you give them money, they give you a pipe, a lighter, and a rock. It's set up like, well, we will take care of you. You want a beer, we'll get you a beer.
Yeah.
You want a woman, we'll get you a woman.
It's
hey,
like,
you want a man?
Like,
hey, that's your
bar.
Thing, man. That's your thing, player. We ain't here to judge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's like,
bar.
It's like, hey, dude, it's like, yes, I'll take that one to the left.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, okay, this is crazy. So anyways, this fool ends up getting cracked out of his dome, dog, cracked out. And I'm like, hey, fool, I got to be getting home. He's like, hey, fool, you go ahead and roll out, dog. I'm going to kick it here. I'm like, oh, fool, what even where I'm at? This fool tells me, hey, get on the bus, fool, the green one right there. You go up, and then you go this way, and then you get this bus, but you have to make sure it has the, all kinds of, I'm high, on crack, drinking. I'm not right, dog. Hey, fool. I end up getting lost, fool, in downtown Guatemala, one of the most dangerous cities in the world.
Wow.
Fool, there's nobody in the street, fool. It's like everybody's like, trying to get home. Like nobody could be, fool. It is dead at night, fool. Every time I would see a car coming, I had to hide, fool, because there's people out there, fool. They have the death squads, fool, and if they see somebody with a tattoo or just looks like a malandrin, like a bad person, they'll snatch them up and they'll take you to the hills, fool, and they'll kill you, fool, and chop you up and leave you there. They're like, nobody cares about this guy either way. They know what's up, you know? But anyway, so I'm over here hiding, fool. I end up seeing a taxi guy. I tell him, like, hey, man, I go, look, I'm lost, dog. Just take me home and I'll pay you when I get there. I go, I have no idea where I'm at right now. This fool takes me to the pad, dog, and I get off. My brother's all mad. And he gives me the feria, and I pay the taxi guy, dog. And I just lay down my foot. I'm like, oh, man, that was crazy. I can't believe that.
Yeah.
I end up getting home, like, at 10:30, dog.
Yeah.
And after 7 o'clock, you don't want to be in the streets over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
But that was like that. That was crazy right there, dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was. That was a great experience, man. I think a lot of people had a great experience back in the crack days.
Yeah, man. But we're going to get into some Tupac right now. Yeah.
I'm caught up in this sickness, I brought my adversaries, but slipping left a witness. Wonder if they'll catch me or will this nigga snitch? Should I shoot this bitch or make the nigga rich? Don't wanna commit murder, but then they got me trapped, walking while I'm walking, and talking behind my back. I'm down to schizophrenic, I'm in this shit to win it, cause life's a wheel of fortune, it's my chance to spin it. Got no time for cops who trippin' try to catch me, too fucking trigger happy to let them suckers snatch me. Niggas getting jealous, trying to find my stash, slip out the nine, now I'm a dime off your ass. Need a pick the pepper, but I could pick a pump, snatching like a bitch and threw him in the trunk. The punk thought I was bluffing, but swear I'm nothing nice. Before I take your life, first wrestle with these mics. I listen to the screams and pray you in the same. I guess the little mics that finally found his brain. The rollers pull me over, I'm sitting to the pen. Remember that little bird, he slipped and told a friend. There's trouble on my mind, I'm with the old timers. So fuck Bobo, turn him into 49ers.
Bye, that's never meant to win. Can't be positive when you get to living in this one. Bye, that's never meant to be. Living like a thief, running through the streets. Bye, and I got no place to go. Where they find 16 on death row.
Life will come, cause I came from a broken family. My uncle used to touch me, I never told you that. Scared what you might do, I couldn't hold you back. I kept it deep inside and let it fuel my anger. I'm down for all my homies, no mercy for a stranger. The brother and myself, it's 16, it's wet. It's hard to adapt when you're black and you're trapped in a living hell. I shouldn't have let him catch me. Instead of living sad in jail, I could've died free and happy. And my cellmates raped on the norm and passed around the door. You can hear his asshole getting torn. They made me an animal. Can't sleep instead of counting sheep. Niggas counting cannibals. And that's how it is in the pen. Turn old and cold, and your soul is your best friend. My mama prayed for me. Tell the Lord to make way for me. Prepare any day for me. Cause when they come for me, they find a struggler. To the death, I'll take the breath from your juggler. The trick is to never lose hope. I found my buddy hanging dead from a rope. 16 on death row.
Bye, that's never meant to live. Can't be positive when you get to where you live. Bye, that's never meant to be. Living like a thief, running through the streets. Bye, that's not no place to go.
Where you find me? 16 on death row. Today's my final day, I'm counting every breath. I'm bitter cause I'm dying, so much I haven't seen. I know you never dreamed your baby would be dead at 16. I got beef with a sick society that doesn't give a shit and makes you quick to say goodbye to me. They tell me the preacher's there for me. He's a crook with a book, that motherfucker never cared for me. He's only here to be sure I don't drop a dime to God about the crimes he's committing on the poor. And how can these people judge me? They ain't my peers, and in all these years, they ain't never loved me. I never got to be a man, must be part of some big plan to keep a nigga in the safe pit. And to my homies out burying motherfuckers, please stand clear of these Aryan motherfuckers. Cause once they got you locked up, they got you trapped. You're better off getting shot up. I'm convinced self-defense is the way. Please stay strapped, pack a gap every day. I wish I would've known while I was out there. Now I'm straight headed for the chair.
Bye, that I never meant to live. Can't be positive when you get to where we live. Bye, that I never meant to be. Living like a thief, running
to the street. Bye-bye, and I got no place to go. To go.
16 on death row.
Electroconvulsive Therapy, Part 1.
Go kid, go kid, go kid, do the crap with me. Oh, go kid, go kid, go kid, do the cake with me. Oh, go kid, go kid, go kid, do the walk with me. Go kid, go kid, go ahead, gang.
First things first, aftermath, the chronic is back. This is Endo, produced by Timbo. Game over, nah, the NWA chain choking. Burn the rubber inside the Range Rover. Chain smoking, purple haze. This ain't another one of those. This the rebirth for Dre, the rebirth for LA, the rebirth for hip-hop. Another memorial for Machiavelli and Big Pop. Hold up, Tim, stop. I said this another memorial for Machiavelli and Big Pop. Young homie got shit locked, public enemy number one, Flavor Flav with a wristwatch. All black G-units, all black Impala, I'm a schizo, three willing to 6-4. 50 Cent, no, I'm confident most morning when I'm riding
girl,
with tempo.
Girl, if you got a big bag, let me pack that. Show me where your friends at, we can pack that. Let me put you on the game.
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 I'll show you where the blood's at, where the grips at. Show you where they flip crack, where they get checked. Let me put you on the game.
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 I ain't got the West on my shoulder, got the West in the backseat of the Rover. Riding on dubs, nigga, I'm West coasting. The next over from the home of the best Doja. Making all that racket, I got the U.S. open. Stun on me, I'll leave you with your chest open. Vest broken, hopping the low-low with the tech smoking. I done paid my dues, and W.A. is back. This is front page news, I got Dre in the back. Riding on 22s, bitches screaming, let me ride. It must be the shoes, red and black G6s, red dot on the clock. I'm going 3 times platinum, dog, how do I stop? I'm hot.
Show me where your friends at, we can flip that. Let me put you on the game.
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 I'll show you where the blood's at, where the grips at. Show you where they flip crack, where they flip chat. Let me put you on the game.
Let me put you on the game.
Let me put you on the game.
Let me put you on the game. Return.
My unit is gorilla. Fuck with my life familiar, I will kill ya. I know that boy not familiar, but you got to feel him if the doctor sealed him.
It's Compton in the house.
Without a doubt, I'm the rapper with clout other niggas yap about. You know the one that introduced New York to the beach cruiser. Got them putting red and blue strings in they G-units. Get goofy love, tell them to keep moving. If I got a problem with a bitch, I let Eve do it. Unless she got on the pearl and I can see through it. I don't just let her ride, I give her the keys to it. Me and my bitch lay back in the coupe. I'm moving in the neighborhood, I ain't passing through. I would've been here after Snoop, but I slowed down to show Timberland how to iron a khaki suit.
Girl, if you got a big bag, let me pack that. Show me where your friends at, we can flip that. Let me put you on the game.
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 I'll show you where the blood's at, where the grips at. Show you where they flip crack, where they flip check. Let me put you on the game.
Let me put you on the game.
Let me put you on the game.
Let me put you on the game. Return.
We'll be right back.
You guys ready? One, two. You guys ready for this? Let's go. It's time for you to purchase your copy of the long-awaited freestyle album, The Melody Monster, by none other than me, Julio Mena, with songs like Stay With You. On the Highway. Are featuring George Anthony.
And here you are,
in my brand new smash, Start All Over.
We can start all over, and in time we can make this stronger. I don't wanna fall out of love, cause I know this time my heart will break, yeah.
Now available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and Xbox Live. Remember, one movement, one direction. Let's take freestyle to a whole new level. Be some shit you might not understand, but you might have to rewind this shit a few times. Heavy, heavy. Check it out. I know tomorrow ain't a promise, that's why I live one day at a time. So when it's my turn, there'll be no crime. I'm aware that when my number's called, I'm punching the clock. No need for screaming at me, my. And plus, I wasn't really happy here to start with. Let that be told, my old homeboy was robbing me, and that's three cold. I said three, it's all intentional, cause two don't count. When your own blood bitter and your homeboy's bound, who the fuck is you gonna trust when your old dogs are scheming? And every other corner, you're passing a different demon. And now the closet's open, I'm remembering this. Your family's your backbones, your friends ain't shit. Now I'm believing what Rhonda was saying back in the days. When the homeboys left, she the only one staying. For that very reason, I'ma try to give her the world. I found heaven in the form of a girl. Everybody's saying, about religion, this just ain't no song. I'm hearing niggas making up scriptures and playing along. You're probably saying I'm the hypocrite for judging these folks, but you can tell me ain't a Christian by the way that these folks. I pray for everybody, hoping that they hear that voice, the one that paralyzes you from head down, boy. When you aware of your surroundings, yet you still can't move. Water shooting out of your eyes when you hear this dude, and the voice is much louder than the voice that you thought was the voice of the Holy Spirit. It'll change your life when you hear it, and the next one you wake up and the world look lighter, the grass greener, and the sun brighter. I know the feeling firsthand, I witnessed the sights when I allowed the Lord to come in my life, and it was like heaven. But I'm a man, I ain't perfect. That's a poor excuse that ain't working. I ask him for forgiveness for every sin I commit, hoping he gon' let me stay on his list. Trying to get to America the beautiful, don't be so cold. How you expecting our seeds gon' grow when you trap us in the gun? Show love to the other motherfuckers while we right here starving at home. I'd cry if I thought that me shedding a tear might help. But then again, me shedding tears don't help. I wanna call up to the president just to see if he no help. Let him know you up Shit Creek yourself. We all sinners facing the winner with no socks and no shoes, in the position where we all gon' lose. To the penitentiaries, we gon' need more food. And what the fuck is we gon' do? Sit around and let the world pass us by, waiting on a message for the reverend. And he ain't but another man trying to get to
Yeah, I like that jam, dog. That's back in the days right there, dog.
Man, that's
from that Fix album, fool.
Yeah, man.
Back to the subject, fool. So, I smoke crack. I don't care. I ain't proud of it, but it happened.
It's kind of like a smoking Sherman first time on Friday, man.
When was it? Oh, this past Friday?
No, No, on the movie Friday.
Oh, okay.
Remember
I feel you.
First time he got all paranoid, he went on the bad trip.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, Smokey. That's the angel dust.
Yeah, that's right, man.
He ended up in, and so I ended up in Debo's pitching coup. Nobody could get me out except my mama. But yeah, man. So, but what was the most recent thing, dog? Most recent craziest thing? It doesn't have to be like madness, you know, just something that you were like, man, that was crazy. It was something, man.
Well, crazy is I met this girl. She's crazy.
Okay. That'll work. What's going on with this girl, man?
She came over for the weekend and spent. She
that one I seen you with, that you pretend like you didn't see me. I know you see me, fool.
I didn't pretend like
you see me. You look right at me, fool. I was sitting outside smoking a cigarette, and I look up and I see the homie and he's with a girl. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna give this fucaria right now. I'm gonna mess with him. And I was just waiting for him to say, just look at me. And he didn't look at me. And I thought you looked, it looked like you kind of looked at me from the corner of your eye, you know, like, eh. I was sitting right there from the front.
That right?
Yeah.
I didn't give you a nod or anything.
Nah, there was even a wink and a, you know.
I don't know.
But what was so crazy, man? You don't have to get into details. You know, ain't using your names or nothing, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, in her own little way, she had a little crazy personality.
Oh, is that right?
You know, and with a little unexpected twist in there, you know?
Yeah.
And she got a little bad side también, you know?
Okay.
So far, from what I can tell, so far.
Yeah,
I mean, it's my house.
Yeah, you can always read.
I've only known her a couple of hours, you know?
Yeah. But in those couple of hours.
Night, we had a good time, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I think I had a good time.
Hey, that's
you know?
All that matters, right? You know, you think you ever see
her
again?
Well, that's not all that matters.
No, you having a good time, homie. You don't know her.
That's not all that matters.
Yes, it does.
She's got to have a good time with that man.
No, she don't. You don't know her.
You know what? Well, bullshit. I came out the pocket. I bought some beer.
And that's enough.
Talking to her.
If she didn't have a good time and you spend a grip of money, dog, then yo, what was all the money going to, you know? Just to have had a good time, dog.
Well, I hope she did, but if not, well, I had a good time, so I got my money's worth, you know?
Yeah.
I ain't tripping and shit, you know?
So what, how long did you guys chill, dog? Like, what happened? You guys were just kicking it for a minute, and then what happened?
But now she had to go, you know, because the night got late, and the night went into the morning, and... In the morning, she had to go.
Yeah, okay.
And she had to go back to her side.
Okay, it was in morning time when I see you walking by, so I take it that she had a sleepover.
No, it wasn't even like that.
We didn't sleep.
You know, I wish it would have been like that, but it wasn't.
Wait a minute.
You know,
what happened, baby? What happened?
What do you mean by that? Circumstances, man. She was over here with a daughter in there. She was
with you at your pad with the daughter?
Nah.
She had a baby right there, like a little bad baby, like, get your baby. Oh, she didn't have the baby with her?
Nah.
She was a little badass baby, you know? It's always a bad baby. You know, it's like, yeah, you go deal with me. You know you got to be nice to be in a baby nosy, you know?
Nah, it's just because they were on her, you know, like, we'll be coming over here and her daughter be showing up and stuff, you know, so no quería, you know.
She didn't want to.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of those situations.
I think you're just being a gentleman, homie. That's what I think, dog, because there's no way humanly possible, are two adults going to do all night. But that's just my opinion. I'm not saying that it happened, but, you know. Yes. But it's possible, you know, you guys stayed up all night talking, you know, you guys had an emotional connection, huh?
It was the important thing that I was trying to do. I was just trying to have a good time.
If you know what, though, it's good times. You know, a conversation with a female is always a good time, dog.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You know, and that's what I believe.
So that's not crazy, fool. That's the good.
It was unexpected.
Okay, good, bad, unexpected.
She was totally unexpected that
unexpected,
night.
Unexpected, huh?
I didn't expect fucking, you know, to be over here chilling with her.
Yeah, I didn't expect to see you walking up with her. Yeah.
Is that the homie?
You know
what I mean? But that's what life is about, you know. That comes of with some other
unexpected twists. Yeah.
Unexpected curveballs, you know?
Yep. Hey, dude, I've had a lot of those curveballs thrown at me, dog. I have all kinds of welts all over me from curveballs and me trying to ditch them, and you know, because hey, dog, it's crazy, dog. I'll have the worst nightmare that I could possibly think of, and it'll happen, fool. And I used to dread getting busted back when I was over there, being over there illegally. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I used to dread it, and it happened, and it just exact the same way that I thought it would happen, fool. It did. And when they went and got me, it was like expected. I wasn't even surprised. I was like, took you guys this long to find me? You know, because it was just expected, dog. Things like that happened, dog, to me. Like the haters, man. And that's part of the ugly right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though I took the ugly out and put the unexpected, but still, that's the ugly hater way, dude. And unfortunately, I have that bad luck, man.
Yeah, I don't know why, but yeah, you always seem to always go to a negative.
Well, hey, it's not the negative, though. It's just, hey,
the ugly.
That's the bad, though, fool. That's the bad, and it's crazy, too. Cause,
hey, but you know what? I've had some bad stuff, too, you know?
Yeah. Well, let's get into the bad. We'll end the show with the good, you know?
Okay.
What was the bad going on, dog? What's the bad experience that you've gone through, dog? But that sticks in your memory. You try not to forget it. Other than falling off the truck and a bike.
Hey, that bike.
Can I tell the bike story, dog? I'm sorry.
Nah, man.
Tell the bike story. Well, you have to tell the bike story.
Man,
I mentioned the bike on the first one.
I'm trying to bury the hatchet on that bike story already.
Hey, fool, I mentioned I smoke crack. You could mention about the bike, fool.
Man, I just I come down down the steep hill, full force, and I like to do that.
What did I tell you the day before, fool? We're driving down in the van, and I was going even faster in a car, in a moving vehicle.
Yeah.
This fool tells me, oh, I go faster in this and my bike. And I'm like, what you do, fool? Hey, dog, you got to be careful, fool. He goes, no, I got it. What happened?
A car got in my way.
Car got in your way?
Yeah. Unexpected car came and got in my way and threw me off my course, and I had to go over here.
Hey, but you were off the ground for how long? For at least two couple of seconds.
It was a little bit of everything.
You hit air. You were Superman for a couple of seconds.
Yeah, man. It was bad. And I just landed on the car backwards. And I was looking around, and I was like, why is everything backwards?
I'm upside down, not the world.
Yeah, then I fell off the car, and I'm like, okay.
I can't move.
Yeah, I was hurting.
I can't feel my legs.
And, it was a trip because they say as soon as that happened, this lady named, I think her name is Myrna, she came running to me. She's like, hey, are you all right?
And she started patting your pockets, fool?
No, nah.
She's like, this fool alive. Let me check his pockets real quick.
She ran towards me. She's like, hey, are you all right? And she told me that I went like that to her. Like,
oh, fool, you were in defense mode, dog.
Yeah.
You were like, I
picked up my hands like something was coming at me, like real fast. I don't know. I just went like that to her. Like, and she backed up. She got scared.
Yeah. You were about to start like you were like a rabid animal, you know, you were like
about 5 seconds later
a deer when they do that to you.
Five seconds later the whole pueblo was out there, you know, looking
Everybody was just looking, nobody doing a damn thing, but everybody was just looking.
I was cool though, you know.
Shady, they got you water and everything, put a pillow under your head.
I was just in a lot of pain.
Yeah. Where for my back, huh? I seen that scratch, dog.
Man, that was crazy.
You're gonna have a scar that it's barely healing, huh? I mean, like this one was out like for a month.
Yeah, I've been out of commission, man. I haven't been able to do nothing, man. You know, I'm a guy, you know, that you know, I like to work out and lift weights, and I haven't been able to do that.
Oh, you having all the bike incident?
Yeah, and everybody's telling me, why are you getting so skinny? Why are you getting so skinny?
At least you're not gaining. Usually, a lot of people when they stop working out, they gain weight, you know, because that muscle will convert to fat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you know, you gotta be pigging out to get like that, but. But anyways, dog, fell off the bike. I think that is a crazy thing, dog. And the fact that you weren't even wearing a helmet and you didn't get up your head, fool. That goes to show you, fool, you got that good balance skills that you were hitting shoulders, back, knees, elbows, but not the head. And I didn't spill my drink.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know what? I don't even remember when was the last time I felt like... The last time I felt like that was when I was in Pennsylvania. I was in Pennsylvania in the feds.
What?
And it had just started snowing, and I hadn't been in the East Coast snow over there.
Okay.
Dog, you want to see snow and cold? Yeah. You want to hit the East Coast, dog, in about January or February, fool.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Freezing, dog. East below 20 degrees, dog. I didn't even know it could be that cold. Like, I was like, it hurts cold. Like, what is this? I don't even know what this feels like. You can't, you got to wear a face mask, dog, to go outside. Like, you got to wrap yourself in a scarf.
Yeah.
And then these cops tell you, hey, take that off. And your face is all sensitive in the morning, you know?
Yeah.
And it's all this cold. I mean, it's just all bad. But anyways, it was just started snowing, right? And it was a big, like a nice little thick layer of snow. And I was at work. I was in the back. And it was like in the docks for the kitchen and the docks in the back for the wood shop where I worked at. And so I'm back there. I come out. You know, I was on like, I'm break, you know? And I come out, I see all the snow. And I walk into the snow. And I start writing awesome in it. I was like, yeah, awesome. This is awesome. I don't know why that, fool. So I'm all writing it all big.
Yeah.
And then right when I was on the M, fool, I was going the little curve for the bottom and slip, bop. I mean, I'm talking about pow. Remember Home Alone 2, dog, when they slip and they just boop like that, fool. But I was on the floor for like 2 seconds. Oh, like out of breath. I'm like, oh, man, that hurt. And then you know how when you hit something in the cold, dog, it hurts like 10 times worse, dog.
Man. I hate that.
So I hit the floor, bop. I hit the floor and I'm like, I get up, I look up, the homie's walking up, dog. He's rolling. I mean, he's, damn, you're falling, because he's watching the whole thing from a distance. I didn't even see him. And he's like, I see the whole thing.
Yeah.
First of all, what are you doing right in the snow? What are you, a kid? And then you feel, I'm like, hey, dog, that shit hurt. Homie, help me up.
Yeah.
Don't laugh at me. Help me get up, man. I can't get up.
Yeah.
My neck, my back. You know what I mean? But yeah, dog, that was, man, that's the last time I felt like that, dog. But that's not even compared. That's like, ew. You had a major accident, fool. You were out for a minute, dog.
I was, man.
Yeah. Hey, man, but you're recovering, man. At least you're getting better. At least you can hit your head, fool. That big old scar on your back could have been, you know, that could have been your head, fool. You know what I mean?
And thankfully, it was all just a surface.
Yeah, man.
Well, I think it's called the first degree.
First degree
scar.
Let's get into this here common, man. Misunderstood, baby. Versatile.
Baby, you understand me now. Just sometimes you see that I'm mad. No one can always be an angel. When everything goes wrong, you see some bad.
On the corner with the rest of them, though we knew that this corner wasn't the best of them. Hard streets and the light that caressed them. Dirt police, domestic beef that's festering. He knew the president wasn't addressing them, though dead presidents was addressing them. Two kids from hot sex, no protecting it. People don't see how age is affecting them. It get hard, you get the guy questioning. Can't find a job, so you rob it and hustling. He killed marks and sold dope for cussing them. Can't believe they would be the ones bucking them. He on the ground, he could feel God touching him. He heard the sound of his mom saying trust in him. At heaven's gate saying, Lord, please let me in. Or send me back to tell my people to be better men. Cause we are. Dance, she dance, she dance for them. Her body moved, but her mind was Magna Ken. Thinking I don't know where they hands and been. Relationships with men have been so damaging. She thought back to when she was at Howard and dreams of doing things with Terrence Howard and Broadway plays and dancing with Alvin them. The ones that make it always ain't the talented. Some dreams get lost, never to be found again. At first stripping seems so empowering. Most every girl wanna do it now and then, but being me every day is devouring. Cats wouldn't pay for where she put powder in. Life would break her, now she powdering. She was high when she fell down in it. Clouds surrounding it, heart was pounding it. She fell into a deep sleep, the siren sounded it. Seen bright lights in the midst of clouds in it. Talk to God, feeling like his child again. Said, Lord, let me live so I can make you proud again. 'Cause we are.
Yeah. Welcome back. Hey, I want to apologize to the listeners if getting a little bit of maybe a backfeed or there's some delays. Having a little problems here, but you know, we're dealing with it. But anyways, man, where were we, bro? We were talking about, were we at the bad?
Oh man, we're just talking about
because I want to end it on a good note. We're talking about the bad.
The bad, yeah, I think we're doing the bad. You know, and we got some unexpected too.
Yeah. Well, bad dog. I think from my personal experience, man, like bad, but. Most recently, or something that's memorable, dog, was, let me see, was, oh, well, when I was out there in Guatemala, once again, another Guatemala story.
Guatemala again.
I went to visit my aunt, man, my mom's sister, and she didn't even want to open the door to me, dog. She was like, oh, tell him to leave. Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, that's like my mom's sister, like straight up sister, not a little stepsister.
Yeah,
not a little,
yeah.
It was straight up my mom's sister. And I was like, man, I was hurt because, you know, I don't, like, my family, dog, we're like first generation pretty much. You know what I mean? We, we're the first ones to come out here.
Over here,
so
yeah.
I don't have any, like, I don't have like, many, uncles or aunts. Like, I really don't have any. Now they've all passed away or they're jerks. And so I was like real eager to meet her and connect with family, because like I've always wanted a big family, you know, aunts and cousins and
yeah.
uncles and, you know, and all that good stuff, you know. And so that was like that was a bad, man, and that's always going to stick with me, man. You know what, if the tables were to turn, I would greet her with open arms and still be, you know, a nephew.
Yeah.
You know, because I couldn't do that, man. That's just bad, dude. You know, that's bad vibes. That poor old woman, man, must have went through some stuff, and there's a reason why she's so, you
bitter.
Know, bitter. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, bitter. Yeah, that's bitter.
So I can't sit here and be like, oh well, screw her. You know, I don't need her. Like, I feel bad about it, but still, she's still gonna be my aunt. You know, I don't know her. You know. But yeah, that's the bad, man. But I mean, dude. Like that, I felt bad and everything, dog, but then I get over it, man. I get over it, and I just, you know, I ain't even tripping, man. And I wouldn't even pass that on to, like more, because my nephews, they all love me, dude. I'm like their favorite uncle. You know, they all tell me, but I'm pretty sure they tell all my brothers that, you know.
Yeah.
But they tell me, no, but I really mean it with you, eh? Wink, wink. Hey, you know, matter of fact, right now, I want to shout out to my nieces and nephews out there in Riverside. You know, they're out there. That's where they're all at. Well, you know what? And I got some in Long Beach, too, out there, you know. And, you know, shout out to all of them, all the support. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about you, man? Who's all your family at?
My mom's over there in Los Angeles, South Central. And shout out to her.
Mm-hmm.
Maria Guadalupe Valdez. My sister's in Inglewood. Shout out to her, Denise Valdez. And then my sister, Janet Valdez. No, naturally, she's Ceja.
Oh, okay.
Janet Ceja, she's in Ontario with her, living with her husband.
Oh, in Ontario right there?
Yeah.
It's like 20 minutes from me, dog. 15 minutes from me, dog.
And my brother, Efrain Ceja, he's in the L.A. County Jail. Shout out to you, sucker.
Yeah, huh. Shout out to you. And he's in
brother.
L.A. County right now?
Yeah, he's in L.A.
Oh,
County.
Oh, is he the Towers? Who in the Twin Towers?
I'm not exactly sure.
Well, I heard stories about those towers. Well, I heard something about that rat, that giant rat right there, Freeway Freddy.
Freeway Freddy,
I heard all the homies that come from L.A. County Jail talk about that rat, dog.
Yeah.
I mean, it's this giant rat. I heard stories, dog. Some people say it's as big as a pony. Some people say it's as big as a puppy. Others go as far as say it's as big as a Great Dane, you know, I'm sure they put a little bit more salt,
man,
you know?
Yeah, everybody meets him, man.
Yeah?
Everybody.
If he comes out, he's a big homie. He's like, hey, homie, what's up,
everybody, you know, it's mandatory. You'll meet him when you get there.
You gotta go meet him right there. You gotta pay him a little bit, you know? Yeah, you gotta kick him down a little something, you know?
Your first store that you get, you gotta leave it on the floor.
Oh, he's like, hey, homie, just give me some cheese, that's it. I don't want anything else.
Hey, your first thing that you get, your commissary, you gotta leave it on the floor for the night.
Hey, you catch that rat slamming cheese on you, like,
yeah,
what are you doing? Like, hey, homie, this is my heroin.
Hey, You got some big ones, right? You got some big ones, right?
Yeah, no, but how, why would, if I was an animal, I wouldn't live in no jail.
They don't know it's a jail?
Yeah, they don't, huh?
Shit.
I would recognize it as a jail.
They just know this food.
They're like, this is better than the projects.
Yeah.
At least there's food here. There ain't no little right rocks all over the place.
Yeah. Thankfully, I'm not a rat.
Well, saying it as an actual rat, you know, not rat. Unfortunately, that word has a bad rap.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh. Well, see, now I'm over here thinking of it as the other way. See, that's I'm pretty sure rats everywhere.
If I want to be another creature, I think I'd settle for.
Oh, you want to get into this conversation now?
Part of life, you know.
If you could be any animal, what would you be?
Very interesting. I think
indubitably.
Maybe a dog. I mean, a bird. A bird would be interesting. I would love to fly.
A bird?
Yeah, a bird like an eagle.
An eagle?
Yeah. What gets higher than an eagle?
A hawk?
A hawk don't get higher than an eagle.
Hey, dude, fool. Hawks, fool.
Hawks don't get higher.
Hey, fool, hawks, eagles, they gotta put those masks eagles, on them, fool.
Eagles were considered to get so high that the ancient tribes used to give them their prayers so they could take to the gods. They believed that the eagles took their prayers to the gods.
They also thought the world was flat, dog.
But the eagles got up there. They get high in the air, man. Can't nothing get higher than the eagle.
Maybe a hawk. But, hey, you know what I would be, dog?
Anybody knows anything higher than the eagle, you call me and let me know.
Call Uno, Versatile Radio.
Hey,
I would be...
What would you like
to be? I would like to be a big old giant bear, fool.
A bear?
Yeah, but the biggest bear, fool. Biggest bear in the biggest, most respected bear. It's like I'm like the bear, you know. There's like other bears. Oh, there's bears, but hey, that's the bear.
So you won't have to worry about.
So I'll just be. You know what I would do though? If I was a bear, I would just creep up on people. You know how people are just terrified of bears, dog.
Yeah.
I would just creep up on people, dog, and just be like, just give me like, get out of here, hey,
get out of here.
By the way, get out of here. It was just, hey, that's the animal to be, but that's not life, that is fiction. But yeah, man, let's get into the good stuff, man.
That is good stuff.
Yeah, well, that's just our high talk, but right. What's the good stuff, dog, in life, fool? Give me a little bit of good. Feed me some good, man.
Good stuff in life? Well, it depends on what you consider good. Some people overlook the small things in life.
The good stuff, dog. The good stuff.
The good stuff in life. There's a lot of good stuff. I mean, you got girls. You have money, it's good.
First you get the power. Then you get the money. Then you get the women. But hey, like me, dog, I'll go back to a point in my life, dog, like from 08 to 09, I had good steady job, I had good income, I was able to go get whatever I wanted, you know what I mean? That's a good point in my life, man. I was doing really, really well, dog. And but I mean that's like the most recent good. But there's still small stuff, dog, that you get that's good too. You know what I mean? Like the little things you forget about it, dog.
Hey, when I paroled, my sister, she sent me a big old box of clothes.
Yeah.
A big old box.
This last time my mom came down, she brought me all kinds of clothes.
It was
like,
a lot of stuff. It was shoes. It was towels. It was a lot of
things. like a fish kit, huh?
You know, and well, that was good, you know, because I needed clothes, you know. And the thing about my sister is she knows how to shop for me.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I like. You know, I ain't with all that tight clothes, and I like to look a certain way, man, Dennis.
Yeah.
And she got me some nice shoes, some nice clothes. Jeans, shirts, good
stuff.
Yeah.
She got you pretty much what you wanted then, huh?
Yeah.
You were like, hey, you better. And if they're not size 42, pow.
Magic Kiss.
Hey, hey, she already knows. She get all my stuff name brand. You know, she like, did I?
Oh, you old picky ass.
She already knows. If not name brand, I don't like wearing it.
Oh, I wear. Man, I don't care.
No,
but I saw Levi.
But my sister,
stuff,
that's what she is. She won't give me nothing. If it's not name brand, she won't even give it to me.
Really?
You know? Yeah, she's like that. You know.
Yo,
she's like that, and she knows I'm like that too. You know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if we going to, you know, give me something, give me some good, you know. And if I get her something, I get her some good. You know, some nice stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my sister.
That's right. So that's how family love. So you guys got that tight-knit family, man.
Yeah, we're working on it.
That's another good right there,
you know.
Man. So you're like, you're willing to forget the bad with them?
I really don't have no bad.
There's no remorses?
Or,
there's no remorse?
There's really no bad.
Yeah.
There's no, everything's lost to the good.
That's right.
You know?
That's you have to have that dog with family, man, because there's times like this where you're like, you know, and like in the situation we're in right now, dog.
Yeah.
And it's good to have that support, man, because.
Especially over here, boy.
Yeah,
like,
man.
It's supposed to, I think we're like in a second row. I don't know.
What do you mean? Oh, third world country? This is a third world country, fool.
Okay.
We're luckily we're here by the border, and it's nicer here because we're getting American.
Yeah, it's not exactly third world. Like,
yeah, it's nice here. It's nice here in Tecate,
nice,
but,
you know? But
if you go
hard
deep into Mexico, it's you'll see like actual like wow, like, so I mean we're still blessed, dog, to be.
Yeah.
Here, because it could be worse, dog.
We're still next to the jungle.
Let me tell you, let me go to the jungle out there, you know
yeah.
what I mean? We're fools in a store that's crooked, too, in the same line of work as you, where he don't want to sell you because he's suspicious of me. Man, how's a drug dealer going to be suspicious of you? Like, wait a minute. Like, what am I? Man, like, come on, man. There's a pecking order, baby.
Yeah,
man. But you know what? We're going to get to the tripolar. We're going to get to that struggle, baby. Versatile Radio.
I've been struggling my whole life. I think it's time to make a move. It's time to get up out the hood. I done pay my dues. I gotta pick my head up and get this paper.
One day I'll make it right, I'm standing above the fight, watching all my homies down. I'm drowning in the night, trying to catch my breath, yet I'm blessed with less than sorrow. But I'm trying to fit and find my gift to cook the world tomorrow. And I don't care if it's the last thing I do, concealing all my feelings, but I'll make it up to you. This is true, we stand out, pushing on my stand out. Take my stand, place my swing, and it's all we found out. Focus schemes, you see me holding all the dreams. Never thought I could be all that, just a focus thing. I just I finish open, I ain't jumping, close you open, clown. I'm about to black out, rolling on the fast route. Got my mic holding tight and blowing, about to lash out. Pick the brass out, licking all your wounds, glass arms, fast, yeah, I'm glass until my tune.
I'm
Don't stop. Don't stop. The music. The music. Let's bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it back.
Welcome back, Richard Top Radio. Real talk with Carlos Trejo. It's cracking, man. So listen, we got about a little under 20 minutes left. The good, the bad, and the unexpected. Man, it was unexpected. What's the most unexpected thing, dog? The bullet that came at you out of nowhere, dog.
Well, here's a bullet that came out of nowhere. I was over here one night thinking I was going to go back to my brother's house. And so I came over here, and this was one day after I got out of jail.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find my brother's house. I came walking, and I was looking out. I went to this block, that block, the whole Colonia. And I couldn't find my brother's house. So I kept walking and trying to know. I come up this hill. And I'm asking for direction. The guy asked me, "Hey man, are you home?" I told him, "Yeah." And
What happened?
Well, what happened was, ever since then, I stayed up here, you know, got to know you.
Oh, yeah. When you talk about meeting us.
Yeah.
We got the camaradas out, you know. We all be chilling, doing the do, you know.
That was totally unexpected.
Well, yeah, that's pretty unexpected, man.
You know, that was like tripped out. Like
when I got here, dude, I was all by myself. I didn't meet any of the camaradas until like a year after I was here, dog. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was through my homeboy Tomas, fool.
All right.
He introduced me to everybody else.
Yeah.
You know. But dude, it's like good. That's a real good thing, dog. Because you could have been in my situation, dog. But that's a whole other story,
man,
right there.
I think that made it a lot easier. You know, since I've been here, the homies right here, the camaradas, they supported me a lot in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
You know, financially, economically, and just being here, you know, at homies, you know, because they know what it's like when you first get out and you're 40.
Yeah, they have the empathy, dog. They've been there before.
You know, just like you've looked out for me too, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, it was cracking, dog.
And that was totally unexpected, but it was a pleasant surprise.
That's right.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, because there's nothing better, fool, than having people, dog, to give you that support, that moral support, especially people in the same situation.
Yeah.
Because then you don't feel so alone. You know, there ain't nothing worse than going through something by yourself, dog.
Yeah.
And then people not even being able to relate to you. Because that's not only the situation itself, but then that feeling too. And that's what leads to all kinds of bad. You know what I mean? And then you start going through depression. You start just all bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, that's good, dog. That happened, dude.
What about you, man? What would you say was unexpected?
Well, I mean, this is unexpected, dog. And this one all rolls down into unexpected, crazy, good, everything, man. When I hooked up with the dude that I'm here with, you know what I mean? That showed me the path.
Yeah.
Here, and you know what I mean? Like the way we did it, it was kind of smooth, but it's risky, and it had to take. He told me, he goes, the way I'm doing it with you is the first time I'm doing it, but I know you could do it because you don't sound like you ain't from over there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I pretty much got over here with my wits, dog, and something to help me. A paper to help me, you know what I mean? But I was getting it was a week-long trip from over there here, dog.
Yeah.
And I'm getting pulled over every time, and these fools are just putting me to the side, searching me. Like, every single checkpoint, they will pull me out. They just wanted me, you know?
Yeah.
But I would keep it cool. You know, I'm like they pulled me out once, and this fool was, like, questioning my documents. And I'm like, man, look, I go ahead and call whatever you need to call and check it. I go, but look, if that bus leaves, you're going to pay for that ticket. And I'm not talking about no regular bus ticket. I told him, like, this is a first class. That costs money. So you guys you guys ready to pay for that? I'm like, oh, here you go. Gives me documents back. Go ahead and leave.
Yeah.
I'm like, thank you. You know, and I said, I did it, dog. But, I mean, I was on the inside, I'm holding it in, you know, and I'm trying to be cool about it,
yeah.
You know what I mean, or on the outside. But on the inside, I'm like, man, I'm shitting, you know, bricks, you know.
Yeah.
But it was good to get here and see my mom. My mom, when I got here, my mom was here, my carnal, my other brother, and my niece, you know, they were here to greet me and pick me up and brought me over here, you know. And that was good, man. That was good, along with crazy and all that, man.
Yeah, good.
There was a baby in that bus, dog, and that baby would not shut up, dog.
Is that right?
I had to tell that baby to be quiet. I never told no other baby that's not family or that I don't know to be quiet, but I told that baby, be quiet. I didn't tell him like that. I said, oh, my God, will somebody shut that baby up?
And that commercial.
Yeah. What commercial, fool?
That one about I forgot his name too. A lot of examples of, you know, an example is like, hey, like being in a train with a crying baby in the early morning, something I forgot.
Well, that's just all bad, dog. Yeah. Ain't no worse than a crying baby, especially babies that the parents just don't do nothing. Just let them run around. There's a baby, leave them.
Yeah.
Get your kid, you know.
Yeah, but babies, they could get like that. It happens, you know.
Yeah, man.
Shoot, you might have been crying baby on a train one time.
Nah, I was a good baby. I was that baby.
You know, they were like, somebody just shut that guy up.
Hey, you know what? My mom brought me pictures, dog. I'm going to show them to you. I'm going to scan them. I'm going to get them a digital copy of them.
Yeah.
But she, I told her, bring the pictures from back in the day. I had a throw going on. I'm going to post it.
Is that right? Okay, I got to see this.
I was like, man, I was straight rocking that dude, man.
Right.
And I was like, where did I get a Hawaiian shirt from? I was like, I was a Santa snap wearing a Hawaiian shirt. And obviously it was winter. So I was like, all off season. I'm like, what's going on? Who was dressing me? Yeah.
I'll be dressing.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
But, dude, that's that was good. That was good, you know, man.
I'm dressing. I've always liked to match. I remember when I was young, I used to like to match.
I didn't know about how to dress until I got older, dog. I used to just grab whatever, you know.
Whatever was going to keep you warm.
Yeah. My self-image wasn't there. Wasn't there yet, you know, my. I guess I wasn't self-aware yet. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You know, we could get into some psychological stuff right there, but I guess it's that. Yeah, man. What's another goodness in Mr. LA1's life? The first good thing that you remember happening to you? Any good thing? From this Nintendo game working to where you didn't have to blow on it? Remember, you just have to put a controller in there, another game on top of it?
I remember when we got our first Nintendo, me and my brother.
Yeah?
First
that was Nintendo. Fun, huh? Stay up all night playing that.
Yeah. And, you know, we got Mario Brothers and I think it was, I think it was Zelda.
The Legend of Zelda?
Yeah, that was when the first Nintendo really came out.
Hey, you know, hey remember,
out, everybody was getting them.
What you know, up, up, down, down, left, right, A, B, select, start.
I don't know.
That's a code for Street Fighter, dog.
Oh, is that right?
To unlock card. Wait a minute. Up. Yeah. No. I think that was for Contra, dog, to get unlimited lives.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. That's for Contra, dog. That's the unlimited lives for Contra.
Okay.
Nintendo, back in the days.
Yeah.
Who remembers that?
Yeah, it was cool. The thing about it was that it was code for a lot of the games had their secret codes in there.
Yeah. Remember the Game Genie and the Game Shark? Well, it was called Game Genie. You put the game on top of it, and then you put it in the thing, and then you put codes in it, and you used to be able to, like, unlimited flying with Mario. You remember that little P?
Yeah.
It would be up, you have to run, and you could fly?
I remember that part.
Nah. Welcome to Back in the Days Talk on Versatile Radio. We took it way back. Hey, you know what? None of the kids nowadays know about a Nintendo cartridge. Like, what's that?
Yeah.
They're used to the CDs or the internal hard drive in it. I just go online and get that.
Yeah.
And I could go online now. You can play any game, dog, on Back in the Days. And it's like, this is nothing. Like, it has not even that much. It doesn't even use that much of your computer, dog.
Yeah.
They used to have these big, giant boxes of games. What you know about Atari, fool? You ever have Atari? I used to have a 2600 from Atari. Remember the commercial? Only $50. Now, isn't that nice?
Yeah, that was old school.
The 2600 from Atari.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What you know about Pitfall? Pitfall on Atari, dog. I used to play that back in the day. See, that's good memories right there.
It's amazing how technology has advanced.
It's scary, is what it is.
Scary, it's scary. And amazing.
Yeah, and
well, yeah, it's scary because you got some scary stuff.
Oh, I guarantee you this: the next generation is gonna be a weird generation, dude. With all this technology, man, they're just gonna be weird. No good. No, I can't see no good coming from all of these. It's just too much, dog.
Too much to handle.
Too much information. Yep, overload. We had that show. And you know what happens with information overload. Too much of a good thing, dog. It's all bad. But yeah, man.
Yeah.
But you know what, man? The show's winding down, bro. And I want to take this time, man, to thank my lady, Cecilia, out there in Eber, and my mom out there in Riverside, man. Come down. They were down here all the Thanksgiving weekend. If we just sat on my dog. They were here all Thanksgiving weekend, and, you know, it was great, man. Good times, man. I just want to shout out to my
girl. Thank you for the food, Sassy.
Yeah. I cooked it, fool. Well, I told her how. I was, you know, but it's like when you're leading the choir, you know.
Yeah.
The conductor, dog, is important. Without the conductor, there's no music.
Well, Trip said, I know what's up. We know who did who.
No, but I that was my recipe. Tell me that wasn't the best turkey you ever eaten in your life.
Trip, big head, I know what's up. I know who
did cooked it. I cooked it. I was there. I was supervising. Yeah, man. But you know what?
Hey, it was good. Whoever
I've been eating turkey,
good.
Fool. Huh? This last Thursday. I've been eating nothing but turkey, fool.
Me too.
And it's like, I'm on turkey. That is turkey
diet.
Overload.
Turkey.
But, hey, the ham was gone. The burned ham was the first thing that went, fool.
Yeah.
Hey, tell me that gravy wasn't banging too, fool. I made
man.
That. I made that gravy, dog. You know what I made that out of?
Good.
Out of the turkey juice, baby.
Yeah.
Turkey juice. That's
so
a secret.
Good.
You can't waste the juice, man. You got to use all of it.
You got to use all of it.
If I could grind down the bones and eat them, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But that's good eating, man. Yeah. Hopefully that becomes a tradition, man. And you know what I mean? Yeah, listen to some Tupac, bro. You know what I mean? Play some pop.
I won't deny
go on, baby.
I'm a straight vibe.
First
time
radio. I'm doing it. So, yeah, I'm
but you can't do nothing to the heat. Niggas
Yeah. Welcome back. Versatile Radio. Real talk.
Real talk.
Yeah. The show's winding down, man. So, yeah, man. Just want to thank everybody for joining us. Everybody in the chat room. Sorry I wasn't on there that much, man. You know, I'm getting a little used to this thing right here. Running the doo-doo. But, you know, I'm working on it. Getting on it. Hope everybody has a good night. What you got to say, Uno?
Oh, man. Just want to say good night to everybody. You know. Glad to be here with you guys. I hope to be here next week.
Yeah. Let's keep it versatile, baby, man. And we'll be back next week. Have another, you know, we'll be back. Everybody have a good week. Let's do the do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Something for my godson Elijah and little girl named Corinne.
To say the black of the best, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sisters on welfare. Tupac kids, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. But please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive, but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to catch up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? When brothers make babies.